The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, March 2, 2022. Cuba rejected the hypocrisy and double standards of the United States and NATO in the face of Russia's military operation in Ukraine and called for a careful assessment of the factors that led to the use of force. Ambassador Pedro Luis Pedroso, permanent representative of Cuba before the multilateral organization, recalled that Washington and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization bombed Yugoslavia in 1999 based on their geopolitical objectives with a high cost in human lives. The United States and some allies use force, invade sovereign states to provoke regime changes, intervene in the internal affairs of other nations, and are responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of civilians, which they call collateral damage, the Cuban diplomat pointed out. He explained how, on this occasion, the American determination to continue the progressive expansion of NATO toward Russia's borders led to a scenario with implications of unpredictable scope, which could be avoided. In his speech on Tuesday at the special emergency session of the General Assembly, the island's representative specified it was a mistake to ignore Moscow's well-founded demands for security guarantees for decades. Cuba reported this Wednesday 472 new positive cases of SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, an increase of 76 compared to the previous day, and again one deceased associated with the pandemic. Health authorized authorities granted 654 medical discharges for those who suffered from COVID-19, and with this, the recovery of nationals reached 99% of all those confirmed. The island accumulates 1,070,730 diagnosed with a pathogen since March 11, 2020, and the total number of fatalities as a result of the pandemic reached 8,496. Such behavior places the lethality of this Caribbean nation at 0.79%, well below the 1.37 in the world and 1.78 in the Americas, according to data from the Health Ministry. The Cuban Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB, reiterated its interest in starting the process of presenting the dossier for the anti-COVID-19 Abdala vaccine to the World Health Organization. Recently, the scientific entity explained that the BioCuba Pharma Business Group and the Center for State Control of Medicines, Equipment, and Medical Devices maintain exchanges with experts from the WHO and the Pan American Organization. Gerardo Guillen, Director of Biomedical Research of the CIGB, recognized that the results of science in terms of possible vaccines were, thanks to the Cuban socialist system, the integration of institutions, and the accumulated scientific experience. And in the international agenda, we have that the 33rd Summit of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, in Belmopan is analyzing its alternatives after 2 years of COVID-19, which left serious consequences in its 15 member countries. Many citizens are still not vaccinated, children are out of school, businesses are reeling with effects on employment, said the organization's General Secretary, Carla Barnett, on the second day of sessions. We met after almost 2 years. The circumstances that caused that pause are still with us, the executive recalled at the meeting in the Belizean town of San Pedro in her first speech after her election in 2021. Let's learn to live with that, she stressed, and to conduct our affairs in what can be described as a new normality. We have to repair the health, social, and economic devastation of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Secretary General praised the actions of the Caribbean Public Health and Disaster Emergency Management agencies in the face of the pandemic and called for using them to rebuild the social and economic damage and called for bringing intra-regional trade out of its stagnation between 16 and 18% of the total and raise it in 2025 to 25%. Meanwhile, more than 90% of the Dominican population in 12 municipalities in the country expressed fear of delinquency and crime, local sources disclosed. The foregoing was corroborated by a diagnosis of perception of violence and crime presented by the organizations Citizen Participation and Transparency International. The report stated that 8 out of 10 people expressed living in an unsafe municipality and 78.8% of the population considered crime to be one of the main evils in the Dominican Republic. On the other hand, the measurement indicated that due to fear of crime, many inhabitants of this nation changed their usual lifestyle. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.